Greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to the God of Our Nation program, 10:30 every Sunday. It's an honor, it's a privilege, it's a blessing for us to be here and to welcome you, viewers of my television, 10:30 this wonderful, wonderful morning. First of all, we will welcome the Holy Spirit by lifting your right hand. So lift your right hand with me and let us welcome the Holy Spirit. 2, 3. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in Jesus' name. And we welcome you, viewers, overseas and also in our beloved country, Fiji, that you are tuning in live on Facebook, New Methodist Christian Fellowship, or My Television Facebook, or My Television TV. It's an honor, it's a privilege, as I said before, to welcome you this wonderful morning. And for those of you that are just tuning from home, you are not a member of a church or not a member of any church, you are equally welcome this wonderful morning.
Thank you for taking the time
to tune into this program. And we believe what God in store for us today will be a blessing. It's a food for thought for you this wonderful morning. And to the New Methodist Christian Fellowship, we take this time to welcome the Eastern and the Northern, that you are doing your
Mission Sunday
and you are combining as a zone. So we take this time to welcome you all. For those updates that are coming, Nosori Zone and Nosori Region, that means at Telebu Central and Telebu South and Nakelo, and also the Northland region, we take this time to welcome you all. The Tabiuni region and Sabu Sabu region and Northern
Lower region. We have Madhuwata North, Madhuwata South, Ndongtuki.
We take this time to welcome you all.
Lambasa 1, Lambasa 2, and Lambasa 3 regions. Welcome and thank you for preparing for the service today.
So thank you for this morning, and we thank you for getting ready for our Holy Communion.
Yes.
And I believe that 10:30 is very special because of Holy Communion.
Yeah.
Not forgetting those in Brisbane, those in Sydney, all the churches that you are doing your region combined in New Zealand. We take this time, all the zone that you are tuning in, we take this time to welcome you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we believe as we are about to partake the Holy Communion this morning, it's something that is special for us. It's very special when we go through troubles, mountains, challenges in this life. Normally we take it to the Lord in prayer, and especially the Holy Communion. So as we said before, Holy Communion is very special this wonderful morning.
Amen.
And not forgetting those that are watching from the Lao group, and we were told that a lot of people that you are watching from your home in the Lao group, not forgetting the church in the Mukilau. We take this time, Maloambula, Maloawandakai, Bagarutekitikunanonda, Holy Communion, Matakanikua. And I believe that you are combining today with the other denomination, the Kingdom and the Seventh Day, which is very good. We take this time to say hello, Mbula Minaka, to the beautiful island of Namukelau that you are gathering this morning. From Malacca in Manumalabu, we take this time to say, this wonderful morning. Also, not forgetting, if you hear on the radio and also on television, those in Tarukua, in the island of Thithia, the church there, thank you for making a decision to move and walk with God. The Bible says in our Holy Communion that Jesus reminded the disciple that Holy Communion is something that they have to do it often.
Amen.
In remembrance of him, especially his body and his blood. And also Paul reminded us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Paul reminded us again that we must do this Holy Communion in remembrance of him. So for those of us that we are getting ready this morning with your bread, with your wine, when we partake Holy Communion, it's a covenant. It's something that we are reminded that our relationship with God, what Jesus went through, through his body, the whipping, the cursing, the spitting, the slapping, the punching, and the whipping, the nail to his hands and feet, and also the crown of thorns to his head. All those things that happened to his body, Jesus said, make sure when you do this, you remember me.
Yeah.
So this morning, we will pray over the bread and we'll pray over the wine.
Yeah.
And as we will partake together. And when we partake in honor and reverence for God. Because there's no more animal on the altar. No more sacrifice on the altar. Jesus took that position as a lamb. That's why he's called the Lamb of God. He is the one going up to the altar, which is the cross.
Amen.
So he's becoming the door. He's becoming the way. He's becoming the bridge. He is the one that connects us back to God. He said in John 14:6, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So it's a covenant-keeping God that we are serving. And that's why every Sunday like this, we'll stand here in the program called God of Our Nation.
Holy Communion is also a personal a covenant that you would have with God. I'm sharing this on the basis that some of you does not belong to the church or do not go to any church whatsoever. But you've been tuning in and you've been listening, and you seem to say that there's a portion of you know, whatever that I'm hearing applies to my life. Holy Communion, it's a sacred moment. I believe it's a moment that only you and God. It says in the scripture, and it describes what the Holy Communion is. But for you and I, in these current days, in this time, there's no other better time to have Holy Communion as this. I remember when the ministry started way back in 2002, we always have Holy Communion as a family, say three times in a week. And it's always a moment of bringing everything together, asking God for everything, and seeking God to lead and to guide us. It will be through our devotion. It will be through any other moments that we just sit down and have a Holy Communion. We thought of bringing this during COVID-19 because we believe it had worked as we did then. And we believe that it can work with anybody going through, you know, those moments, those trial moments of your life. And if you're listening in today, most of you, like we've always mentioned, may have lost your job, or one is still working, or you're running out of everything, or wherever you look, it doesn't seem to give you hope. Or even if you're still attending work or still have a job, you felt like, you know, you've been betrayed in so many ways working, and you see other people that were, you know, came in later than you or more younger than you, you seem to be in a more senior position. People just come, you know, go right past you. Like you have that feeling of being treated unfairly. There are a lot of things that is there. Or you have your finances that just don't meet. You're sitting together as a family. I'm talking to you if you don't belong to the church or believe in God. And that's why I'm always emphasizing, you need to believe in a power that is greater than yours. You need to believe in a power that can provide into your need other than the very elements of strength that you have on your hand or in your the power of your, you know, of your achievement. And for believers like us, we believe that there is a God, and we believe in his name is Jesus. We believe that he can do all those things. So as we come together for the Holy Communion today, for all of us New Methodists and worship centers globally and zone, like what Gastelevo had already acknowledged this morning, for those of you meeting us zone or region combined in the Bay of Plenty, and as well as Auckland and New Zealand, in whatever areas you know that you are sitting today, when we are about to have a Holy Communion, we came to the north, but we came to the eastern. Keba kasavaro tu na zone na kani Holy Communion. Gosanda dona mida tu dek mida babaro kina worship center. This is a time to prepare your worship center and families, and right down to the family who don't go to church, who believe in anything, or you don't have in front of you anything at all. Just join us, believing. And this morning, when we do Holy Communion, I would like you to have your list in your mind and in your heart. I would like you to have all those issues that you've always have, and you never used to, you know, find a closure to it. This is the moment for you to seek God, because it's nothing to do with us, but it's all to do with you and God. Maybe some of you are selling their property. Some of you, you know, building up their farm to plant nearly everything. You know, COVID-19 has done a lot of good changes, good changes. I wouldn't say that it's bad. For me, it's more good. And it's all good. You may be looking and said, no, I lost my job. No, I'll reassure you today. That's just God's way to tell you it's all good. And we need to believe that it's all good. So you are all waiting on certain things. Either you're waiting for a job promotion. There's a lot of things hanging out there in the air. I need you to bring that down into your heart and your mind. But if you have a piece of paper, or you have your journal, you have a diary right in front of you, jot all those things that you've been sitting on. Holy Communion today is the day that you'll make a covenant with God and you tell him everything and anything because this is your moment with your God.
Hallelujah.
As Sangasilevu will lead us today on the Holy Communion, like what he had described every Sunday, it's written out there in the Bible. The reason why Jesus did it, the reason why we do Holy Communion, the reason why it's a sacrament, the reason why it's a covenant keeping, you know, like it's all there. It's all written in the Bible. But I want to bring you back to reality wherever you are right now. You have to start believing that having Holy Communion with God, it's a doorway that you're communicating with God because he's a covenant keeping God. And you need to believe whatever that you stand before God.
Also for those that the students, maybe you after 3 months you find it very difficult to adjust to the new norm of coming back to school. This is the moment. Maybe some of us we start with our business, and then COVID-19 arrives, and you are struggling. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, everything happens to the goodness of those that love the Lord.
Amen.
So when we are sharing that we find a lot of good things, COVID-19, we are not saying because of arrogance. No, we are saying it because God's plan happens in our life. God's plan will come to pass in our life. And that is a good thing. So stand today and believe and receive what the good things that God provided for you. So let us take our bread and pray. Lord, we thank you for this bread.
Yes,
it represents your body. And according to your word, that we must do this in remembrance of you. So we remember your body. Thank you very much for taking our place at that altar. The suffering, the agony, the pain. We thank you. This bread will remind us that you will always be in front of us and take care of our goodness and take care of the things that we're going through.
Yes,
opening the door, providing the way. Because you are the door, you are the way. You are our provider. And that's why they call you Jireh. We thank you this morning as we partake the bread together. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. So let us partake together. The Bible says, when they finished their dinner, then he poured the wine and said, this wine represents my body. And my body become my blood becomes a new covenant. As we are about to partake the wine, it is the covenant, the new covenant. Regardless what you're going through, let us believe that God will open the door and God will provide the way. As high as the highest mountain and deep as the deep sea, our God is a can-do God. He'll make impossible possible. We just have to believe and trust in his word. So let us pray for the wine. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name.
Yes, Father.
We commit this wine, represent your blood. Thank you for the new covenant. Thank you for the new way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God, there are your blessings in our life. Because just believing in you, the most wonderful decision a person can make is
Lord.
To believe in you. We believe in you. We believe in your word. And we believe in the sacraments that we are going through this morning. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let us partake together. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name. We thank you for this moment. We thank you, Father God,
yes, Lord.
For everything that we bring to this Holy Communion.
Yes,
you will keep it. You will make sure that it will come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are covenant-keeping God.
Yes, Father.
You are very faithful. And you are just full of righteousness.
Amen.
We commit our family. We commit our children. We commit our home. We commit the government of the day. We commit our Vanua. We commit the church. We commit, Father God, everything that we stand on and we rely on. Because you are our source that supplies to our resources.
Yes, Father.
We thank you for this morning. We thank you for your blessings.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. And everyone say, amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Well, believe in your list.
Yes.
Believe in the hope and the faith and the trust that you have in your God for what you have stood with him on your Holy Communion this morning.
Yes. The Bible says, blessed is the man that trusted in God. When you believe that you trust in God, it's a blessing in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
Just believing in God. Have faith in God. That's why Jesus said to Thomas, Thomas, blessed are those that hear and believe.
Amen.
They don't see. Most of the time we will see, then believe. But walking with God is all about faith. That means you hear, you believe. Faith comes through hearing and hearing the word of God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for.
And the evidence of things
not seen.
So
you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
You don't know whether it's going to happen. You haven't seen anything yet, but you have faith that you have seen it. By standing on the Holy Communion today, you are believing that you have
yes.
seen it.
Hallelujah.
So it's something that you haven't seen, but it's there. It doesn't make sense, but it does.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this morning we will continue against all odds, and we are excited this morning that God will do miracle signs and wonders again into your life, into our life. And those of you that are watching again from overseas and also in our homeland, Fiji, I believe that God will speak to us this morning through sharing. And
yes.
there'll be a lot of testimony this morning.
It should be.
Hallelujah. And testimony are the fruits of faith in God. When we have testimony, it's not about us. It's not about her. It's not about me. It's about what God is doing in our life.
Mm.
So when we testify, it's just like the crossing of the Red Sea. That is the testimony.
Mm.
The supplying of manna for 3 million people for 40 years.
Mm.
That is the fruit of walking with God. The drying up of Jordan River by God for Joshua and his army to move across. That is testimonies.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And testimonies happen for you to listen to them
yes.
and believe it can also happen to your life. It can happen to anyone who is willing to believe and receive what God has. And like we've always shared for the last few Sundays, the kingdom economics. Kingdom economics is not really, practically thinking for you to compare with what we're going through right now.
Yes.
It's the opposite. In the world, you'll need to go and work and get all the money coming in for you to be able to pay your debts or pay your bills or earn your living. And when that is stopped, like what is happening now, it's sort of like, send your mind everywhere. You don't know how to handle it. Because the very source that you're looking at, it has come to a stop. But in the kingdom economics, it's a total reliance
yeah.
on God. It's the total opposite of this.
Yes.
You are relying on something that is not there,
is
faith. You're relying on something that's not there.
You are going to the unknown.
Yes, you are believing it's going to be okay and knowing that he will. And that's why we were saying that you need to believe in a power greater than you. If you don't go to church, that's why I'm always saying, believe in a power greater than you. And that power is Jesus for us who are Christians.
For
you believe in something that will come in beyond what you earn,
human.
Beyond your work, beyond everything. It superseded everything. It needs to be a God. I believe at a moment of your life, you would say, there must be a God. And there is a God. Well, I will tell you today, there is always a God, and there is a God. So the kingdom economics, you are totally reliant on Him. You rely on Him on anything. And for us Christians, who we all know God, we need to start looking in and help our lives to rise from one level to another. We cannot be stagnant where we are. Yeah, you cannot say, I believe in God. But when you testify, okay, I've got that and that and that. No, it needs to take you to another level. Whatever that you have received from God by your faith, it needs to take you to another level and another level and another level. And then you'll reach a level that you don't rely on the things around you. You are totally reliant on God. Because you believe that through Him, He can change your boss mind. He can do all that. He is the creator of heaven and earth. He's the creator of the universe. He can change the situation just to accommodate you. And you need to believe that from your heart.
Hallelujah. Just like the announcement of the budget, we have in the economy of this world, we have the budget, and then we roll what to do because we have the resources with us. But in the kingdom, it's different. You go forth, and your budget will meet you along the way. That is faith. You are going to the unknown. There is nothing there for you. When the 3 million people walk into the desert, there were no supermarket. There was nothing to provide for them.
Amen.
And that is faith. God will provide. God will meet us according to our need, according to what we want. And that is the difference between the economy of this world and the economy of God, the kingdom economy. Because it's totally different. We rely totally on God, and God will meet us on the way.
Yeah.
And the only budget that we have is faith.
Yes.
We have faith in God. Because the Bible says, when you have faith, then God will meet you according to the level of your faith. It is the faith that called the budget required to where you are going and what you're supposed to face. But in this world, it's different. You have to see it. Something is already there. Then you are walking along, and whether you use all the budget or you under budget or you over budget because of the things that you have. But in the kingdom, hallelujah, that's why the Bible says don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow is still worry about itself. And tomorrow is worrying about us. Next week is worrying about us because we are walking under the kingdom economics.
Yes.
And it's a challenge to us today, especially when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said to us, hallelujah, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that proceeded from God's mouth.
Yes.
He was not joking. He wasn't just not saying for Matthew to write it down or for Luke to write it down. No, he was saying to the devil. He told the devil in Matthew 4:4 and Luke 4:4, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that proceedeth from God's mouth.
Yes.
So when we rely on kingdom economics, we are relying on every word that will provide, every word will lead, every word will give us the things that we need in our tomorrow. And that's why it's very important. When we seek Him, we must believe that He exists. Because He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him.
And there are conditions. And the conditions are, you need to love God. You need to check where you are with your God.
You carry His word
around you. And you need to believe. Because all these things, that, you know, we can share a lot of what God has done and the level of faith that we've had. But for you to be able to, you know, follow suit or tap into that realm of trusting God, there are certain things that you need to do with your life. There are certain things that you need to check. Check people around you. You need to surround yourself with people with positive thinking, positive, like you hear, that positive energy you need to create around you. There are a lot of people, there are a lot of negative things around, a lot of negative things that will have us to say and talk about it. People losing their job, or certain things doesn't happen anymore. A lot of things. And we need to be careful. We move away from those kind of talk, because no matter how much you talk about those negativity, it's not going to change the way we are. But you need for you to benefit or to have that condition ready for God to be able to listen to you or for God to be able to see you. You need to check yourself first. How much do you love your God? Do you love God? Do you pray to God? Do you call on His name? Do you find time to have family devotion? Do you read His word? Do you meditate at least some hours during the day or before you go to sleep? your moment with God. And then you need to check the people around you. Do you surround yourself with people who are always talking about people? Or do you surround yourself with people, they do things that you know fully well it's mm-hmm. not right? And do you stay around with people that make a mockery of everything? They talk about the government. They talk about the churches. They talk about nearly everything. They talk about their neighbor. They even talk about just about everything.
That's why the Bible says in Psalm 1.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man that does not follow the ways of of the wicked or stand in the ways of the sinners.
Or sit in the seat of the mockers. That's what I'm trying to explain to you in a more simpler term. If you don't want to believe the Bible, I'm just trying to bring that Bible verse straight into your life. So you need to check all those things around you. And then you need to believe that there is a God. And when you believe there is a God, and then you will stand in that path called faith. And faith for you to have is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And not only that, Hebrews 11:6, it tells us that faith pleases God. So when your faith, when your step of faith begin to please God, the level of your faith is the volume of your receiving. The level of your desiring God and trusting in God. You know, you are stepping to the unknown. I'm talking about something that I've gone through. I tried in a very little steps way back before the church started. So it's like 2002 until now. Not only that, even when I was still in the Methodist church and we were looking after the English service, my upbringing was more covered just by doing God's work. My father was a Vakatawani Lot in the Lot Wesley. And after that, we continued after I met my husband and convert him to going to church. So we looked after the church. We started a church. We always been going to church. Rightfully said, I'm a church girl from the beginning until today. And with all those steps with God, my faith has taken me to another level that I had no one else but Him. I'm completely reliant on Him and trusting in Him. I don't trust in my husband. I don't tell him about what I go through. I don't tell him with the bills that it's not, like it's hanging there for the ministry, now for my TV, as well as my children or my family. Anything and everything, I don't discuss with him. I discuss with my God. And I will allow him just to give in whatever that he's burdened by the Holy Spirit. So it's easy for me to talk to you about this God because I've lived it. I know how he does things. And I believe in everything that he does. And I look around me. I'm not a kind of person to be hanging around talking about other things. No, I don't allow that. I work with the ladies in the office. People comes to the church. I don't sit around and talk about. I don't miss my time doing that. I'm really sure what I want to do with my life. I choose the place that I want to go to, and I select the people that I like to surround myself with. So there is your choice today. Sometimes we want God to work miraculously in our life, but the condition of life that we are in, it doesn't really provide the condition for God to be able to, intervene in your current situation, to restore what you have lost, or to bring back what you cannot, even in your own power to bring back. There's a lot of miracles that God can do, but we're limiting Him because we still want to hang on to the little elements of our life that sort of every now and then cancel God's provision in
because
our life.
Because miracles have conditions.
Yeah.
Every miracles that happen in the Bible, there's a condition that calls that miracles.
Yes.
And that's why it's very important. As we know that God provides, God can do it. But we must remember that there are conditions.
Yeah.
And those are the conditions. Say, for example, Psalm 34. For those that want good life and good days.
That's a good verse.
And the Bible says they must make sure that their lips don't speak lies. And their tongues don't speak evil.
No.
And their heart is clean. And they don't lie to people around them. Mm-hmm. So those are the conditions that people need to know during this COVID. You cannot call on God's provision when there is no condition.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And sometimes you cannot call his provision, but because of the condition, the provision comes.
Yes.
And it's and I believe that you have a lot of testimony to share this wonderful morning. And I believe that a lot of people that are watching today, they're going through hard times of life. And sometimes they don't believe because walking with God is faith. That means not by sight. And it's such a wonderful thing to totally rely on God.
Yes.
You trust in God. You're not worried about tomorrow. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Because those are the characteristic of those Gentiles. The Gentiles, those that does not have a Heavenly Father. But for you that are watching this morning, especially if you go to church, you belong to a church, you believe
Hallelujah.
In Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Hallelujah. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, because all these things shall be added to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I believe the righteousness is the condition that we set. I was talking on Wednesday night. Normally we have a combined cell on Wednesday. And I'm talking about the kingdom, the pillars. One of the pillars of the kingdom, hallelujah, is forgiveness.
Amen.
One of the pillars is giving.
Amen.
When you are a giver, hallelujah. When you are a giver, remember, that is the condition that calls the giver to give to you.
Amen.
The source to allow resource to meet your need. And sometimes we are so much and we do so little. No, walking with God is a balanced thing.
Amen.
You have to do your part, my friend. We are here to share with you, to encourage you. It's achievable. It's manageable. It can be done. Yeah, it can be done. God is just waiting. It's just, I explained so many times on internet. The internet is there. The social media is there. But you need a phone that has data to pull down what is unseen to be seen.
Amen.
Faith is like that. It pulls down the provision of God, his blessings, whatever that God can shower you with. But you need faith to pull that to become yours.
Yes.
And you can enjoy that because of your faith. That's why the Bible says faith pleases God. When you have faith, when you ask God for faith, because you can ask faith.
Hallelujah.
You can ask for faith.
Yeah.
You can ask God, Lord, please increase my faith.
Yes.
I don't have enough faith.
Yeah.
You can ask God. Why can you ask God? Because it is the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And if it's a gift of the Holy Spirit, it's something that you can ask. Anything that can be given, that means you can ask. So this morning, you ask God for faith. You don't rely on your job. You don't rely on your salary.
Yeah.
You don't rely on your land. You don't rely on your goli-goli. You must rely on God. The Bible says, cursed is the man that rely on men. Oh, a man that has a breath on his nostril. So it's very, very important as you sit there in your living room. Do you believe in God? And when you believe in God, what? Look around your house. Look around the conditions that you are saying that you believe in God. You can't believe in God and just mucking around here and there. You can't believe in God and sit wherever, a seat of the mockers or go with the sinners. No, when you believe in God, the Bible says, they meditate on his word day and night.
Right.
Hallelujah. It's a delight for them to hear the word of God. It's a delight to hear the word of God. What is your delight? Because whatever your treasure is, then your heart will follow your treasure.
Yes.
And wherever your heart is, your body will also be there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and it says in Romans 4:17, like we've always shared, the one who calls the dead alive.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, he called things that are not as though they are. So this morning, I'm going to share with you, like last week, I ended on the testimony which I had to rush through, but I would like to bring some more testimonies to you. You know, it's happened over the year. Like what I said, I've lived my life in testimonies. I see what God has done. I believe and I just stepped out in the unknown, believing him in everything. And that's why it's easy for me to be able to relate to you and to tell you that it can happen. If he has done it for me, he can do it to you. And the very condition that Gasile was saying for us today. So when you're looking, the things are not there. You have the authority that God has given you to call things as though they are.
Oh,
they are not
hallelujah.
There, but you call. They are not there, but you call. How do you call? You call from your heart, heart cry.
It's
you
faith.
Call believing from your heart. You're lining up, you're calling. You know, when you're calling out of faith, it will surely get God's attention. And just to recap on the testimony that I've shared in the rush last Sunday, we had, like what I said, when the ministry started, Gasilevo was going from all over the place, from Vonolevo to Kandavo,
Lomaiviti,
and one of those trips, and then we were recruiting mission boys, bringing children that are just around on the street or around in the village, doing nothing. So we were giving them an opportunity to come. And we call mission boys. We train them, we feed them, we house them until they're ready. Most of them now are senior pastors, some are pastors, and they've had their families. So it was a process, but we were burdened to do that. And one of those moments, he was in Sub-Saharan in Tavuni, and going through the whole of Ono level, right to Tavuni, and coming back to Suva. And one of those night, he called and he said, there's about 43 of us. And our fare from Sub-Saharan, I'll think about it when we get to Sub-Saharan, but we're here, and $10 each. We need $430. And said, okay, I will send the money to you the next morning. And, you know, as I shared last week, I was like, when you're sitting on something, and I want to relate that to you today. Yeah. If you're sitting on something, maybe your mortgage, maybe your car payment, or maybe there's something that you need to get, and it's got a due time, a timeline that you must have that at that moment. Don't just sit and, have those wish thoughts. No. You sit when you believe in your God. You keep on knocking. You keep on praying. You keep on telling him. You keep on,
reading his word.
Yeah. And on that particular night, when he called me after work on that afternoon, I went home, saw to my children. We had our devotion. They went to sleep. I couldn't sleep that night. Every now and then, I kept on waking up. And as long as I stood up, I'm praying. And said, Lord, you have to help me with this one. And then midnight on that day, and I said, no, I'm going to continue to pray, because the very thing in the morning, they need to come across in the morning. So I don't have much time. I don't even have right into the afternoon for me to send the money. So on that particular night, I just sat and prayed. We have a prayer room upstairs in our property in Nandi. And the only thing I was asking for, it's like you're asking your father, asking your dad at home. So I just tell him, Lord, I've got my husband there with 43, a number for them to come across, and I need $430. You need to help me with this one. And I need to send the money across. And I'm looking at my time, and I said, it's 2 o'clock. And then I'm looking at my time, it's 3 o'clock. And just when I look at my time, 3 o'clock, I heard the knock downstairs. So I came running down. Knock about 2-3 times, I opened the door. When I opened the door, I saw this gentleman standing. If he's listening today, he will identify. He's no longer in the church. He's a member of parliament. And he was knocking on the door. I opened the door because they used to come and worship with us. We belonged to the same church before. And as a couple, they own this scenic tour. And he said, I'm leaving early for the scenic tour, and I might be coming very late in the night. But I'm burdened to give my tithe before I go. And he gave an envelope. And I said, oh, thank you so much. And he said, I didn't expect anybody to be awake at this time. And I said, no, I have been awake. Thank you so much. So he went. When he went and I opened the envelope, it was a cash check of $430. How would he know? No, he doesn't. Only God knew. That's why I say you need to trust in this God. For some of you, you are listening today who don't believe in anything. You don't believe in God. You may say, how can that happen? Or some of you believe
that's
in God, but you don't believe that he can do this thing.
That's
he
God.
Can. You, that's why we are saying you need to provide the condition. You need to connect your heart with him. You need to check the people around you. It's quite difficult for most of you that are so used to this kind of life. It might take a little, time for you to change or change the people around you, because it takes condition for you to reach that level. And the second that I shared with us was the, what was the second one that I shared with us last week? Of this two van, the ministry van. We have the HI-569 and the HI-568. And for these minivans to come out, I had made an arrangements with Oli Mags. They're in Nandi. If you go before the Namaka Market, right opposite the Namaka Market, you'll see Oli Mags, owned by this couple of Ranjana and Oliver. Ranjana and Oliver, they are personal friends of ours. And when we got that van, I called them. We were doing all the discussion and all. And then I said, I want to pay off this van for 1 year. And they said, no, you can't do that. And they said, when you loan for a car or to do payments, the longer number of years will be 5 years. And the shortest the number of years for you to do the payment is 2 to 3 years. And I said, why? And I said, well, we need to, whoever is going to be giving you the loan needs to make some money as well out of the interest that you're going to pay back. And I said, okay, I don't want to do that. I want 1 year. And then they looked at me and said, okay, we'll try and we'll check and we'll get back to you. And thank you, Credit Corp. So they managed to get through with Credit Corp and they gave me one year. And 1 year had his condition. It needs a $15,000 deposit and a $4,000 monthly payment for a year to pay off the two van. And I took that on. I took all this on, and the card, the ministry card that we've had, I only have 2,100. Maggie can relate to this. And we were flying out. We were going to Germany, Cyprus, back to England on that particular, it was towards November, December. So when we, and I said, okay, Monday, because we were flying out on Thursday, went down to them on Wednesday, and I said, we will be flying out, but Maggie will be able to put the money across on the 15,000. They need that to start the registration and everything. And then we went. When we went, I knew fully well that I gave a card to Maggie that only have 2,100, and there was nothing else there. But I believe, and I trust. That's why I'm sharing this testimony to tell you it can happen to you. Maybe the volume will be different, but it really depends on how completely.
How dare you?
How daring is your faith? So we went, and it was a long flight. We went to Hong Kong for a few hours, then we flew across to Frankfurt and a long drive to the camp where the service was about to start. So we didn't even go straight to our hotel room. We went straight to the service. And during the service, because it was a Friday there, and I knew it's going towards the weekend, and Monday I need to have that money go across to Oli Meg. So I sat there in the church, and my husband was preaching. I was listening to the preaching and everything. The only thing that I was saying in my mind, in my heart, and I said, Lord, I need that 15,000 on Monday. I just need that 15,000 on Monday. When the altar call happened, I went up and I sat before the Lord and said, Lord, I'm here in Germany and I need $15,000 back in Fiji for those two events to happen. And I'm not going to, I cannot delay it, and I don't want to go past that moment. I just need you to make a way. I know, you know, realistically, if I'm looking, I don't know how I'm going to get that. But I believe in him. I completely trust in him. And in the process of being in the altar, I couldn't wait for my husband to stop preaching because I can't wait to go to the altar. And that's another thing for Christians that are sitting here today listening in. You know, don't ever think that the altar is for the sinners or the altar is for the people who need it. As long as you're a believer, everybody needs
that's
the altar.
That's your place.
Yeah, that's a place to
it's
be.
It's a meeting place.
No other place but that place. So I couldn't wait for him to stop preaching for me to run to the altar. As I stood at the altar in that British Army camp way back in Germany, and the only thing they asked instead, Lord, you need to help me with this. I know I'm here. I'm not going to think out how you're going to make it happen, but I believe you will. And in that process, my husband was calling out from the pulpit to say for me to come and end the service.
The benediction.
And I didn't even hear that. So after the service, we were coming out. He came down and he said, what's wrong? And I said, no, I was calling you a few times for you to come and say the benediction, and you didn't come up. He said, oh, I'm very sorry. I was so engrossed in my, you know, just asking God. So we came, we went for refreshments. It was upstairs to where the church we were, and fellowship and everything. So 1 o'clock in the morning, then we were going back to the hotel. And as I was coming down the staircase, my family had got into the car, saying goodbyes and everything, thank yous to the ladies in Germany. And right at the foot of the step, I saw this lady standing there. Thank you, Fifita, which I have shared last Sunday. Auntie Fifita Tamani was standing there. And he had a brown envelope. I came past, and then she said, Auntie Rai, I need you to pray for my daughter. And I said, okay, I will. And what's her name? So she told me her name. And she said, I don't know what you're sitting on. Yesterday, the Lord spoke to me and my husband. We had to drive all the way from here to London and come back with this. We went to the bank in London and we came back with this to give to you today. And I looked at it and I said, okay, what is it? You want prayers over that? And she said, no. The Lord just burdened me and my husband to drive, get this ready, and to make sure to give it to you today. So I took that brown envelope. I look at her. We pray for her daughter. And on my way to the car, and I said, Lord, is this it? Is this it? Like, I can be sitting on something with God and I can be asking him. But this one was, to me, was too instant. Because I just went to the altar and here it was, the brown envelope. I haven't even checked what's inside, but I just believe. You need to believe. I just believe that whatever that I'm waiting for is actually there in that envelope. So we came to the hotel. The whole family was there. We had, the whole family was there. I called my children and opened the envelope. When we opened the envelope, it had the bank, a plastic of £5,000 of £1,000 each. We look at it. it's just amazing how God worked. We prayed, and at that moment, when we were going through all those things, you know, how God was doing, sometimes it's unbelievable. And sometimes, even when you're walking with God, you begin to feel and think how it's going to happen. But it happened to us on that night. We prayed about it. The next day, we started looking for means to send that money across to Fiji. So that £5,000 came to 15,000 Fijian dollars. You know, not even considering the $2,100 in the ministry card that I've left with Maggie. So we tried and sent that money across to still have this van bought as agreed. And that was the second one. And, you know, like when you were sitting here today, like what I said, you'll be sitting on your knee. You'll be, you know, looking out, how can that happen? Yes, it can happen. And the third one that I shared last Sunday was also when we were standing at the Westpac Bank. And we were all hoping and waiting. Tuana was in the middle to get the money from me to run it to the lady who's actually having the deposit slip on the other teller, and that was Maggie. God worked miracle. How it happened, it's very hard to, you know, to explain how it happened. But the only answer you get at the end of each is that he is the one who make it happen. And he is the only one who can make it happen. Not only for us, can also make it for you. So when we came in and we were part of this My TV, when we were discussing with Stanley Simpson, and thank you, Terry, thank you, Mitchell, thank you, George, thank you, Matilda, Claire, and Johnny, thank you for the family. When he kept on coming for us to, you know, to come in partnership for My TV, because it was something that he had interviewed Gaselevu on, and how he had said years back,
2008.
That he would love to have a TV station.
I was interviewed at Churchill Park in Lautoka. It was between Samoa and Fiji, and Stanley came and interviewed me. I can still remember. And he said, he asked me a question, what would I love to do in future? I said, I'd love to have a television station.
With
Tundobi and Dela Sau back in those years. And imagine from 2008-2009 right up to 2016, the power of positive thinking and the power of your confession. Hallelujah. And when you leave that condition, whatever that you confess will you possess, because you are setting up the conditions.
Yeah.
We never knew. So when we met with Stanley back in 2016.
Yeah, when we met with Stanley, the very first meeting he was in it, I mean, that's what he wanted. He said, oh, I'm really keen to take that on. Because Stanley came back to him remembering the interview that he had. And for me, I was a bit hesitant, because when I look, I know how much our work it's going to take, how much faith money it's going to take, because we don't have any money sitting out there in the account or in the ministry whatsoever. So when that happened, I was a bit hesitant. I was the holding back person compared to, you know, to us. And Stanley kept on coming. So one day then he said, okay, I've got somebody else waiting. And I told my husband, if that somebody has got the money, I'm willing to step back. So we had this last meeting with the lawyer, and Talga Semosi, if you're listening today, you will remember this meeting at the Holiday Inn, I believe. Yeah, it was at the Holiday Inn. We were having the meeting with the lawyer, and the lawyer said, if we need to sign up, they'll need some money immediately this week. And I said, okay. And that was on a Tuesday morning. I remember the Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock. And I said, how much can we give in to secure? Because I knew that my husband, you know, will never forgive me if I'm not going to go that way. And he said, 30,000. He said, oh, it's a bit too little compared to the amount that you people are, you know, coming in ownership with. And I said, okay, what about 50,000? Okay, we'll try and tell them to sign, we'll pay 50,000. And I said, okay, we can put it in by Friday this week. And by saying that, yeah, only God knows. You know, that power in your confession. And because you believe in it. So I came, I called our executive manager of finance, Auntie Mary. You will remember Auntie Mary's logging in today. And we started counting. I checked all the money that is in the account. We start counting nearly everything and anything that Auntie Mary has got in her office. So I asked, okay, first thing, you go in the deposit this so we can have a round figure there. And we came to 30,000 total. Like after that, it's got like a wipe out on the ministry account. And I said, are you going to do that? And the next morning, I said, I will be standing on the other side. So we usually go to this ANZ at Tapu City. And we went, and there was a day, there was on Friday. So we were lining up. And in my heart, in my mind, I have already done the deposit slip for the $50,000 where it's supposed to go. And I have a withdrawal slip of the $20,000 to top up. And I had the ministry check that has $50,000 that needs to be paid to this account. So I had all those things ready. But I was lining up in faith, lining up in faith. I was short of $20,000, but I continue believing in this God who can do anything amidst everything. And that's why it's a challenge for you today.
Yes.
Whatever that you're facing right now, I need you to believe that there is a God that can do anything and everything.
Mm.
You are limiting him. You are putting him in a box. No, allow him to do what he can do. And don't ever stop him. So I was lining up, and because that's my normal. My normal is lining up when I don't have the money. My normal is lining up to the ATM machine when I know fully well my card has got insufficient fund. And I will pushing it in, out, and my son will be standing behind me. And then he'll be saying, Mom, you need to hurry. There's a lot of people lining up, and you're wasting your time. Mom, there's no money there. So I know the moments of lining up and there is nothing, but I don't want to believe what is out there. It's a bit crazy, but it's daring. And when we're going, I think about four customers up to the teller, my husband said, is there money in there? And I said, okay, you can go and wait upstairs. And then when I'm finished, I'll come and join you. And I'll bring to you the deposit slip. And I said, okay, I'll go and I'll pray with you. Because he can't stand that excitement. The excitement of nothing. Hallelujah. And I kept on going and said, with my mind. And I said, at that moment, you know, that's the moment for me and for you if you're going to try it. You need to surround yourself. For me, I like those moments to be alone. I can be in the crowd, but I'm alone. There can be a lot of people around me, but I'm alone. I'm alone because I know I'm talking to God and no one is disturbing me. I close myself to whoever's around me. And that's a moment. So I kept on going. And I was looking at because there is a bank manager out there that we know each other, and I was just hoping that she will be the one to serve me because I can ask her a lot of questions. So as I reached the teller, thank you, and she was there. I said, can you check this? Can you check that? Check that. And my pay when I was working at the airline goes to this ANZ account. And since I left work in 2011, I haven't accessed that account again. Some of the things that I get blessed with along the way, I'll go and send somebody to deposit into this account, but I just forget that it exists because I don't have a card for it. And if I have to get money out, I have to line up to the teller. I make it hard for me to go and get money out of it because I want to save it. Well, I was hoping that that account will have sufficient, 20,000 for that matter. And I said, look, this is the thing. You're not going to give me any money. I just need money out of this account or any other account that is sitting there under my name. And I need this check to go here, but this money not to reach me, but to go. And I need this. My ultimate is I need this 50 to go to this account. And she was there, you know, tapping out the number, tapping out the account number, and very relaxed, filling out the thing, took my deposit, my withdrawal slip, signing, and I was sitting there. I didn't want to ask, is there enough? I didn't want to ask because it's doubt. I just stood there believing that it's going to be enough. Well, she processed everything, and she said, would you like to take the balance of your account? I said, no, I don't want to know the balance. It's okay. I just believe. I don't want to see the balance. I knew that God had prepared that from 2011 to 2016 for that moment. So I took out the deposit slip. I went up to my husband on the fourth floor waiting with a cup of latte. And I said, you know, God is so amazing. He had done it again. And that's the starting of us walking in here. And it took more faith to, you know, continue from one level to another, one level to another. We had a loan repayment that we need to do, 17,000 and a month. And we have operating costs to you know, to run monthly. I'm sharing this because you can be running a business or you can be faced through, you know, with a lot of things. You have your family, it's a lot of things on your mind and you cannot seem to handle. So na kai tungari yibi ku sa sinkila mada kabada na sa nina mumata ka na sa nina mumali ku sinkila mada kabada abi na katika mungi tiku ni kuba kambota iko mba kambota ni oko eroni za kabiko mba kambota mena mati ni lomu ni oko eroni za kabiko ebi ba kurumbita ki na karoni za kabiko ki ba kai kuba katara me oko eroni za kabiko. And it's just amazing. Since we have been in operation, just amazing. We had signed a loan for 4 years, but by after 2 years in 2018, we discussed and said we can clear it. So the whole church, and I believe the community of our Rongtumena NCF, we had a moment that we were giving in 2,000 or 3,000 per zone, and there was some money that was collected and cleared the 4 years loan in 2018.
Hallelujah.
And when I had calculated, because we were in Dubai on the September of the month, we were supposed to pay in September, but we missed it because we were in Dubai. So I emailed Stanley and said, okay, I'm 1 month behind. But when I get back to Fiji, we'll try and get it through to you. And he said, oh, it's okay. So we came. And when I did that, we have actually chewed out everything. And I forgot about the 1 month pending. And that 1 month pending was $17,000 as well. So I sat in my office. I know Maggie, you will remember this day. And I think Nante was there as well. That particular day, there's no other element, no other avenue that I can get the $17,000 from, because we've just actually paid off the loan the day before. But I still owe that $70,000. I know he wouldn't mind for us to give it later, but it's just not me. I need to clear it. And amazing. By, I think it's about midday, and I know Maggie, you will remember this day. She came, she said, Antura, check your email, And I said, what email? And I said, just check your email, please. So they all crowded behind me on my computer for me to check the email. And said, one lady sent me the email, and she copied you as well. So I checked this email, and on this email, thank you, Mela, and I know you're listening in today. Thank you. And thank you for hearing the Holy Spirit. You know the amazing part about it? I haven't met Mela. And she's always a voice behind the email or a voice behind the text. And I called her once because she was looking for me and I was trying to describe where to go. And I don't know why, but God hasn't allowed me to actually have a face-to-face meet with Mela. And I just saw this email. And this email just said, Rendini, I've just been prompted to do this. And I came back from the bank. And just to let you know, I have put in $17,064 into the ministry account. And you know, that moment, I looked around in the office. All the ladies in my office were crying. I mean, who would have done that? It's just so amazing. And I emailed back and I said, you know, it could have been any other time. It could have been any other day. It could have been any other moment. But for this moment, for this time, when I'm sitting in my office and thinking and how to do that, you did it. And I thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit. And I wrote that amount on a post-it pad. I wrote 17064, and I know the ladies remember. And I got a big sellotape. And I stick it on my screen. And I said, I'll always leave this amount here on my computer screen to remind me how faithful this God is. Because he's just so faithful. So that he even looked after that. And up until today, the moments of our need, the moments that we lack, I've shared a few times on the payment voucher that we need to pay the bills for a particular month. There's always somebody stepping in. There's always somebody coming in ready. There's always somebody out there. So it's not your job for you to think on how God is going to do it. It is just your job to know who the God that you serve. Just prioritize your life. Prioritize your time. Prioritize your love. Prioritize your commitment. Prioritize everything about your life. And make today to be that day. We can't get in the No, God is not going to take that away. He's going to leave it there for you to feel him and experience him through him. Through all the things around you, you need to believe. Like what I said, I haven't met Mela all these years. She came into the picture in 2017 after the global conference. And I emailed her and I said, it's amazing. Nearly every time I'm sitting on something with God, it's amazing how well you heard God. And I'm until today. Mela, if you're watching that TV program today, I pray that all your prayer lists that you've always had with God or waiting on God,
and I think you too,
come in agreement. Just as you have met our needs,
so
allow God to use you. And we pray that God is going to allow our prayers to bring restoration and bring anything and everything that you have there in front of you. And I believe we're coming to a closure of our program. this morning, because we're chewing into the time, and it's reached the time now. And faithfully, by next Sunday, I will be able to continue. I'm going to be bring a testimonies of what God has done, because it will bring the Bible alive to you, and also practically that it can also happen in your life. And I'll give this time to Gaselevu to pray for your needs, when you're sitting with your needs, and also to end our service.
The Bible says nothing impossible with God. What is impossible with you, what you cannot do, what is out of your reach, God can do.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise your mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
That you are a can-do God. I pray over those that are sitting on something. They are waiting on something. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the open doors and opportunity. I pray for your blessings into their life.
Yes,
thank you, Father God, for the sharing, for the testimony, the fruit of somebody that walk with you and believe in you, and setting the condition for
hallelujah.
You, for you to work miraculously, powerfully into their life.
Amen.
And we thank you for the testimony. Reach out and wide and deeper into people's hearts, that they believe that there is a living God that is alive.
Yes,
we thank you, Father, for the blessing. This wonderful moment. Thank you for blessing our people, blessing those that are tuning in, blessing those that will listen and watch later. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for watching. Remember, this evening or this afternoon, 3 p.m., we're live again from the Foreshore. It's a youth program, Youth for Christ. Watch those dancing, watch those testimony from our young people. See you there at 3 p.m. From here at the studio, we say God bless you.
See you next Sunday.
Wonderful evening and a wonderful week that is coming.
Deposit sleep. And he said, okay, I'll go and I'll pray with you, because he can't stand that excitement, the excitement of nothing. Hallelujah. And I kept on going and said, with my mind, and I said, at that moment, you know, that's the moment for me and for you if you're going to try it. You need to surround yourself. For me, I like those moments to be alone. I can be in the crowd, but I'm alone. There can be a lot of people around me, but I'm alone. I'm alone because I know I'm talking to God and no one is disturbing me. I close myself to whoever's around me. And that's the moment. So I kept on going. And I was looking at, because there is a bank manager out there that we know each other, and I was just hoping that she will be the one to serve me, because I can ask her a lot of questions. So as I reached the teller, thank you, and she was there. I said, can you check this? Can you check that? Check that. And my pay when I was working at the airline goes to this ANZ account. And since I left work in 2011, I haven't accessed that account again. Some of the things that I get blessed with along the way, I'll go and send somebody to deposit into this account, but I just forget that it exists because I don't have a card for it. And if I have to get money out, I have to line up to the teller. I make it hard for me to go and get money out of it because I want to save it. Well, I was hoping that account will have sufficient, 20,000 for that matter. And I said, look, this is the thing. You're not going to give me any money. I just need money out of this account or any other account that is sitting there under my name. And I need this check to go here, but this money not to reach me, but to go. And I need this. My ultimate is I need this 50 to go to this account. And she was there, you know, tapping out the number, tapping out the account number, and very relaxed, filling out the thing, took my deposit, my withdrawal slip, signing, and I was sitting there. I didn't want to ask, is there enough? I didn't want to ask because that's doubt. I just stood there believing that it's going to be enough. Well, she processed everything, and she said, would you like to take the balance of your account? I said, no, I don't want to know the balance. It's okay. I just believe. I don't want to see the balance. I knew that God had prepared that from 2011 to 2016 for that moment. So I took out the deposit slip. I went up to my husband on the fourth floor waiting with a cup of latte. And I said, you know, God is so amazing. He had done it again. And that's the starting of us walking in here. And it took more faith to, you know, continue from one level to another, one level to another. We had a loan repayment that we need to do, 17,000 and a month. And we have operating costs to run monthly. I'm sharing this because you can be running a business, or you can be faced through, you know, with a lot of things. You have your family, a lot of things on your mind, and you cannot seem to handle. And it's just amazing. Since we have been in operation, just amazing. We had signed a loan for 4 years, but after 2 years, in 2018, we discussed and said, we can clear it. So the whole church, and I believe we came in of our wrong to win the NCF, we had a moment that we were giving in 2,000 or 3,000 per zone, and there was some money that was collected and cleared the 4 years loan in 2018.
Hallelujah.
And when I had calculated, because we were in Dubai on the September of the month, we were supposed to pay in September, but we missed it because we were in Dubai. So I emailed Stanley and said, okay, I'm 1 month behind. But when I get back to Fiji, we'll try and get it through to you. And he said, oh, it's okay. So we came. And when I did that, we have actually chewed out everything. And I forgot about the 1 month pending. And that 1 month pending was $17,000 as well. So I said in my office, I know Maggie, you will remember this day. And I think Nante was there as well. That particular day, there's no other element, no other avenue that I can get the $17,000 from, because we've just actually paid off the loan the day before, but I still owe that $70,000. I know he wouldn't mind for us to give it later, but it's just not me. I need to clear it. And amazing, I think it's about midday, and I know Maggie, you will remember this day. She came, she said, Antoine, check your email. And I said, what email? And I said, just check your email, please. So they all crowded behind me on my computer for me to check the email. And said, one lady sent me the email, and she copied you as well. So I checked this email, and on this email, thank you, Mela, and I know you're listening in today. Thank you. And thank you for hearing the Holy Spirit. You know the amazing part about it? I haven't met Mela. And she's always a voice behind the email or a voice behind the text. And I called her once because she was looking for me and I was trying to describe where to go. And I don't know why, but God hasn't allowed me to actually have a face-to-face meet with Mela. And I saw this email. And this email just said, Rindini, I've just been prompted to do this. And I came back from the bank. And just to let you know, I have put in $17,064 into the ministry account. And you know, that moment, I looked around in the office. All the ladies in my office were crying. Who would have done that? It's just so amazing. And I emailed back and I said, you know, it could have been any other time. It could have been any other day. It could have been any other moment. But for this moment, for this time, when I'm sitting in my office and thinking and how to do that, you did it. And I thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit. And I wrote that amount on a post-it pad. I wrote 17064, and I know the ladies remember. And I got a big sellotape. And I stick it on my screen. And I said, I'll always leave this amount here on my computer screen to remind me how faithful this God is. Because he's just so faithful. So that he even looked after that. And up until today, the moments of our need, the moments that we lack, I've shared a few times on the payment voucher that we need to pay the bills for a particular month. There's always somebody stepping in. There's always somebody coming in ready. There's always somebody out there. So it's not your job for you to think on how God is going to do it. It is just your job to know who the God that you serve. Just prioritize your life. Prioritize your time. Prioritize your love. Prioritize your commitment. Prioritize everything about your life. And make today to be that day. We can't get in the No, God is not going to take that away. He's going to leave it there for you to feel him and experience him through him. Through all the things around you, you need to believe. Like what I said, I haven't met Mela all these years. She came into the picture in 2017 after the global conference. And I emailed her and I said, it's amazing. Nearly every time I'm sitting on something with God, it's amazing how well you heard God. And I'm until today. Mela, if you're watching that TV program today, I pray that all your prayer lists that you've always had with God or waiting on God
and I think
come in agreement. Just as you have met our needs, and allow God to use you. And we pray that God is going to allow our prayers to bring restoration and bring anything and everything that you have there in front of you. And I believe we're coming to a closure of our program this morning, because we're chewing into the time, and it's reached the time now. And faithfully, by next Sunday, I will be able to continue. I'm going to be able to bring a testimonies of what God has done, because it will bring the Bible alive to you, and also practically that it can also happen in your life. And I'll give this time to Gaselevu to pray for your needs, when you're sitting with your needs, and also to end our service.
The Bible says nothing impossible with God. What is impossible with you, what you cannot do, what is out of your reach, God can do.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank
Father.
You. We praise your mighty name.
Yes, Lord.
That you are a can-do God. I pray over those that are sitting on something. They are waiting on something. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the open doors and opportunity. I pray for your blessings into their life.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father God, for the sharing, for the testimony.
Yes, Father.
The fruit of somebody that walk with you and believe in you.
Yes,
and setting the condition for
hallelujah.
You. For you to work miraculously, powerfully into their life.
Amen.
And we thank you for the testimony. Reach out and wide and
yes,
deeper
Lord,
into people's
Jesus
heart.
Name.
That they believe that there is a living God that is alive.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Father, for the blessing. This wonderful moment. Thank you for blessing our people, blessing those that are tuning in, blessing those that will listen and watch later. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for watching. Remember, this evening or this afternoon, 3 p.m., we're live again from the Foursquare. It's a youth program, Youth for Christ. Watch those dancing, watch those testimony from our young people. See you there at 3 p.m. From here at the studio, we say God bless you.
See you next Sunday.
Wonderful evening and wonderful week that is coming.